It's a great kavod for us that Baruch Hashem, this is already the fourth year that the Rosh Yeshiva is gracing us with his presence and speaking for us. And it's a great kavod that every year is Matriach and he comes special to North Miami Beach to give the olam up in North Miami Beach a lot of chizuk and the Cyrus for the Torah and Tefillah.
We'd like to dedicate the evening for my mechutin, the Mashgiach, the Matisyol Chaim ben Etel, should have a refuah shleima b'korev. The Medrash tells us that when it came the time to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael wasn't worthy to go out of Mitzrayim. They didn't merit to go out of Mitzrayim. The Navi Yecheskel says, Va'at Eroim Ve'erya. You were bare, naked, from mitzvahs, and we didn't deserve to get redeemed from Mitzrayim. The Eberste, God, gave us a chance, and he gave us two mitzvahs. Mitzvahs Pesach, Dam Pesach, and mitzvahs Mila. And when we passed the test, and we did these two mitzvahs, then we merited to go out of Mitzrayim. And we would like to question, what does it mean we had no mitzvahs? We had mitzvahs before. Everybody has seven mitzvahs. The Eberste, God gave sheva mitzvahs to Ben Noach. And we had these mitzvahs. And Klal Yisrael is still referred to as Eroim Ve'erya. We don't have with which to go out of Mitzrayim. Why don't we have what it takes to go out of Mitzrayim? Now we know we have two types of mitzvahs, two categories. There's the positive commandments, the mitzvah saseh, 248 mitzvah saseh, and then we have the shasa loy saseh, 365 lavim, things that we have to abstain from. We have what we call things that we have to engage ourselves with to do, positive commandments, and then we have a whole list of things that we are not to do. Now, there's a very basic fundamental difference in the approach that a Jew is to take in regards to the positive commandments of the Torah and in regards to the negative, the loisa says. We all know there's two ways you can serve. You can serve somebody out of fear, out of trepidation, out of ira, and you could serve somebody out of love, ahava. And we have two mitzvahs, and one is Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. You should fear the Eberste. And we also know that we have the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem. We say it twice a day, Vahavto Es Hashem Elokecha. That's how we talk when we come to Kriya Shema. You should love Him with your whole soul, with your whole heart, with every fiber of you. V'hafta es Hashem b'chol levovcha u v'chol nafshecha. Now the Rambam in Pirsha Mishneh in Ovis quotes a Yerushalmi in Soita. And the Rambam says, the Yerushalmi says, avoid me'avo and avoid me'ira. A person has to have a haver, and he also has to serve the Ribbono Shelolam with fear. Now these two things are in contradiction. And the Yerushalmi says, it depends which part of the Torah we're talking about. When it comes to loisa says, from abstaining and from refraining from doing something against the will of God, this is where fear comes in. Yira, I'm afraid to go against the will of God. Yira is a movoi godol beloisa says. But when it comes to positive commandments, it doesn't suffice to say, I'm going to do this because I'm afraid of the consequences of what I'm going to get if I don't do it. But rather, when you serve and you do something positive, that has to be done with a love, with a simcha, with heart. I want to serve the Ribbono Shelolam, and I recognize the schus that I have that I can serve the Ribbono Shelolam. Now, if we think for a moment, all sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach are loisa says. They don't have one positive commandment. It's all the negative. Don't do this, don't do that. Don't kill, don't do adultery, don't be oiver, aver minachai. But it's all in the negative. And the reason is because a goy cannot elevate himself to the level of serving the Ribbono Shel mitoich ahava and mitoich simcha. A goy only knows one thing. Does it pay to do it for me? Am I going to suffer if I don't do it? Then he'll do it. And there's an interesting Tanchuma in Parshas Noach that states this differentiation between a goy and a yid. And the Tanchuma says that even la'osid lavoi, even when Mashiach will come, and all the nations of the world will recognize there's a God and they'll be inspired, they nevertheless will only serve the Eibishter mitoich yira. But Kalal Yisrael, it'll be oyveid Hashem mitoich ahave mitoich simcha, ivdu es Hashem b'simcha. What is geula? Geula is the expression of love that God showers the Jewish nation with. The pasuk in Yecheskel says, Vineitoch eis doidim. When it came the time of taking out Klal Yisrael from the Egyptian bondage, it was the time of eis doidim. Doidim, zok de mitzudes, is ahava yedidis, love. It was a time that God wanted to show the world, this is my chosen nation. This is the nation that I love. And I love them so much that I'm going to perform miracles. I'm going to shatter the whole teva of the Bria. And I'm going to shower you with love. And in order for the Ribbono Shelolam to shower us with love, we have to have that feeling of love for the Ribbono Shelolam. And we have to show that love to the Ribbono Shelolam. It's a two-way street. If we show our love for the Ribbono Shelolam, then the Ribbono Shelolam in turn showers us with love. And Klal Yisrael, even though they had the seven mitzvahs b'nei noyach, but that did not show that Klal Yisrael loves the Ribbono Shel Olam, because that's only performed because we have a fear of what's going to happen. You can get punishment like the Mitzrim got. But the Eibishter said, I know your potential, and I want Klal Yisrael to have the opportunity to show their love for me. And the Eibishter gives us positive commandments. Mitzvah Saseh, show me that you love me. But why is it that God chose these two particular mitzvahs of Pesach and Milah? There's many mitzvahs. And from all the mitzvahs, these were the ones that were chosen. Pesach and Milah. There's a Gemara in Brochus Daf Chof. The Gemara asks a question, how come we don't see miracles openly happening today, 100 years ago, 200 years ago, like it happened in previous generations? Their people saw miracles. Why did they merit miracles and why we don't merit these miracles? And the Gemara tells us something. And the Gemara tells us, Kamoyi demasri nafshayu akedushas Hashem. They were zoiche for miracles. We don't extend ourselves to the extent of Mesiris Nefesh to merit miracles. There's levels of love. When you go the extra mile, when you push yourself, you sacrifice, you give, you show love, boundless love to the Eibishter. You show when it's hard, when it's difficult, you're ready to be moiser nefesh for your Yiddishkeit. Then you show you love the Eibishter. A father will extend himself for his child to no degree. And same as a child for a parent. The Eibishter wanted to test Klal Yisrael. Can you show your love for me to the degree of Mesiris Nefesh? You know what it says in the Medrash? The Medrash says that when God told Moshe Rabbeinu, I want the Jews to take the Korban Pesach and they should shecht it. Moshe Rabbeinu says, how can they do that? Don't you know that this is what they worship? They worship the Seh. And if we're going to shecht that Seh, Chas v'Shalom, they'll kill us all out. They'll be soikel us. How can we ask Yidden to do that? And the Ribbono Shel Olam told Moshe, this is exactly what I want, and this is what I need, in order for you to merit Geula, in order for you to go out of Mitzrayim. If you can withstand the difficulties, the danger involved, and still perform it, you show me a love of Mesiris Nefesh, then I will come forth with miracles. What is Mitzvah Milah? Blood is the Nefesh, ki hadam hu ha-Nefesh. You take a small infant, and you cut him, and you spill the blood, and it's a Sakonis Nefoshis, Rashi says in Gittin. Ki olecho hoiragnu kol hayoin, zu mila shenitno bishmini. A parent takes his beloved child, and what does he do to him? He cuts him. He circumcises him. He lets his blood spill. Danger! Mesiris Nefesh, ki olecho hoiragnu kol hayoin. And this is what the Eibishter wanted from Klal Yisrael. The Eibishter wanted Klal Yisrael to show their love for the Ribbono Shel Olam. True, you can do mitzvahs and show a love, but to the degree of Mesiras Nefesh, that's what it takes to get that type of love from the Eibishter, that the Eibishter should perform miracles with us. There's a question that the Alter from Kelem, Ibsimcha Zissel, asked. Klal Yisrael leaves Mitzrayim like refugees. They run out and they're not prepared. V'gam tzeido loyosu lehem. They didn't make any provision. They're going out to a midbar ha'godol v'anoira. And the altar asks, why didn't God tell Klal Yisrael, tell Moshe in advance? Prepare yourself. I am going to take you out in this and this date. And you can prepare yourself to leave and make the proper provisions and the proper preparation. And he adds, if you learn the Ramban in the Parsha, you see that this time was designated. And it was a known time when the Gula is going to happen. And nevertheless, Moshe doesn't tell Klal Yisrael, prepare yourself, because this and this date, we're going to leave Mitzrayim. Rather, all of a sudden, suddenly, Pisoim, they escape without previous knowledge, and they had no provisions. Why, Zok the Alter, was it done in that form and fashion? And I believe the answer is, the Navi Yirmiyas tells us, Zacharti lo chesed nu'urayich. I remember for you the tremendous chesed at your birth, when you became a Jewish nation. Ahavas k'luloi soyich, your love of k'luloi soyich when you became engaged, when you became like a kala, a chosen, when we became connected. Lechteich acharai b'midbor b'eretz loy zarua. And you went out to the midbor, desolate, loy zarua. Rashi says, that Klal Yisrael didn't question Magid Shvachon Shel Yisrael. This tells us the Gvaltik Shvach of Klal Yisrael. Shaloi Omru Heich Neitzei L'Midbar. How is it possible, humanly possible, to go out to the Midbar without any provisions? But they nevertheless went out. This is what the Ribbono Shel Olam had in mind, and this was a requisite. This was imperative. This was necessary for Klal Yisrael to merit Geula. For Klal Yisrael to merit Geula, they had to show this tremendous love to the Eibishter. Look, I'm ready to do anything for the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam tells me to do it. I trust him. I'll go out even though I don't know how am I going to exist. It's because I love the Ribbono Shel Olam without limitations, b'chol levovcha, b'chol nafshecha, with mesiras nefesh. And when Klal Yisrael showed that Mesiras Nefesh, that level of love, then the Eibishter showered us with love. He took us out with miracles and he gave us the greatest presents that any nation ever got. The Torah, Sholesh Matonis Toivis Nosan HaKodesh Baruch Hu LeYisrael. Oilam Habe, Eretz Yisrael, Torah. And the Gemara says, V'kulon loy nitnon ela al yedei Yisurim. The Eibishter gave us the greatest gifts, and all nations hate us because we receive these tremendous gifts. Torah, Sina, from a goy to a yid. Why? Because he knows what we got from God. God singled us out with Maimon Har Sinai. He gave us his Klei Chemda, his beloved possession, the Torah. God gives us Eretz Yisrael, the Chemda of all lands, Eretz Zavas Cholav Udvosh. It's small in size, but it's the piece of land, the most expensive property, priceless. And everybody wants that property. Olam Haba. But the kulon lo nitnon ella al yedei yisurim. Why yisurim? What it means is, I want to see your mesiras nefesh. I want to see your love. I'll shower you with love, the Ribbono Shel Olam says. But you, on the other hand, have to give to me. Show me that you really, truly love me. Are you going to be moiser nefesh for Torah? Are you going to appreciate Eretz Yisrael that you're willing to go with mesiras nefesh to get Eretz Yisrael? Olam haba! If you can show mesiras nefesh, if you can show that love of Yisurim, then you are worthy for me to give you these great presents that I should show my tremendous love to you. The Gemara tells us in Gittin another interpretation of Ki Oylecho Hoyragnu Kol Hayoyim. Oylecho Hoyragnu, we kill ourselves a whole day for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Who kills themselves a whole day for the Ribbono Shel Olam? And the Gemara says, Elu Talmidei Chachomim. These are the select individuals, the exalted, exemplary individuals who can live a noble, high life. Shemimisin Atzmon al Divrei Torah. They kill themselves to learn Torah. Who? Talmid Chachomim. Kol Yungalait. These are the greatest that we have. These are the ones that show their tremendous love for God. Memisin Atzmon al Divrei Torah. Mashal says, what does it mean, Memisin Atzmon? They're ready to forgo the luxuries that the world has to offer. You think they don't like to have a Lexus? But they like Torah a lot more. They're willing to give that all up. They're willing to give up the jacuzzi. They're willing to give up the lifestyle of living in a palace, in a mansion. Living a high-scale lifestyle. Maybe they also want to go on a vacation somewhere to the Caribbean or some other place they want to go to. But they can't afford it. Their lifestyle is a lifestyle of dedication for Torah. And when you dedicate your life for Torah, you're ready to forgo all this. Why? Because I have my priorities straight. And my number one priority is love for God. Ahavas Hashem b'chol levavoy. This is everything. This is the greatness of Klal Yisrael. Avraham Avinu, when he rose to the highest level of the nishoyness of Nakeda, the Rachayim HaKodesh says that was the showing to God that he can give everything up for the Eibishter. He is ready for v'hastas Hashem b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha u'v'chol moedecha. He finally gets a child. A child! This is the most prized possession that a person has. And Yitzchak Avinu was the whole future of Avram Avinu. And Avram says, I'm going to give that all up. I'm giving that all away for the Ribbono Shel Olam. You know what? The Chofetz Chaim lost his child, Lo Yaleinu. He had a precious child. And at his Levaya, he got up and he said, you know something, Ribbono Shel Olam, till now I couldn't give you all my love, because I still had some love for my child. But now that I lost him, I'm dedicating all my love to you, the Ribbono Shel Olam, v'chol livavi v'chol nafshi. Avraham Avinu passed that test of ahavas Hashem v'chol liboy v'chol nafshi v'chol moedoy. Those people, those Talmidei Chachomim, that are ready to forgo everything, they show the highest level of love to the Ribbono Shel Olam. They're ready to sacrifice. Mitzvah Mila, the Svarim say, controls and curbs the taivas of a person. And that's why Reb Kiveger writes in the Tshuva, there's a direct connection from Mila and Torah. When you have Mila, when you're circumcised, then you can get to Torah. Because these two don't go together. If you want the pleasures of the world, if you don't feel a total love for the Eibershter, then you can't properly come to learn Torah. There's an interesting Goyin in Mishle. We say numerous times in our davening, Psach libi b'soiro secho, open up my heart for Torah. What does it mean, open up my heart for Torah? Is your heart closed? And if you open it, it's dangerous. If you open up a heart, oh, is it dangerous? What does it mean, Psach libi b'soiro secho, open up my heart for Torah? The Goyin says what it means is, make sure I have a full heart for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Achato mispalel sheikonsu divrei Torah letoich meyecha, hispalel sheikonsu achila vishtiya letoich meyecha. If you're looking for the sushis, for the shwabas, if you're looking for the burgers, or you're looking for all the tremendous gishmak yizachem that the world has to offer, then you can't have the heart that it takes for Torah. Torah has to have a heart that's totally dedicated. It's taiveh, it's rotzen, it's cheshek, it's for ruchnius, for kedusha, for avodas Hashem. That's its pleasure. That's its enjoyment. But Rachmano Litzlan, we have other pleasures and other things that our heart desires. And we dive into the Ribbono Shel Olam, Psach libi b'tzayra secha. We're asking the Ribbono Shel Olam, circumcise my heart. Take away all the stuffings that doesn't allow Torah to penetrate. Why? Because I have a taiva for other things. I want other things more than Torah, Rachmono Litzlan. This is the essence of a Talmid Chacham. The Mesilas Yeshoim says, if we would be on the proper level, we would feel such an enjoyment from Torah, from davening. Because when you love something, you have an enjoyment. If you love to eat, you enjoy eating. You enjoy going to a restaurant. If you enjoy whatever it is, you enjoy surfing, tubing, sledding, whatever it is, you enjoy it. It's geschmack. You do it with a tremendous simcha. If a person truly loves the Eibershter and he enjoys then his davening, he enjoys his learning, and he says he wouldn't have to be coaxed and he wouldn't have to be coerced to come and learn. convinced to come to davening, nor his feet would carry him to davening. He'd run to davening. He'd come early to davening. And he'd like to extend his davening. He's not in a rush to get away from it. He's not looking for an opportunity to run out and talk on the cell phone. But every minute is so precious by him. If you enjoy and you feel the privilege of davening and speaking to the Abish there, how can you stand with a cell phone or text and look at your cell phone? You know once what happened with President Bush? I always say over the story. There was a press conference with President Bush, and one of the reporters, was his cell phone started ringing. And President Bush got so upset. And he says, how do you have the audacity? How do you have the nerve? You're standing in front of the president and you have something else on your mind? You can let a cell phone ring when you're talking to me? Isn't that the greatest zilzal of the covet of a president? Don't this ever happen again! How can we stand in front of the Eibishter and let our cell phones ring? It doesn't belong in the Beis Medrash. If you're connected with the Ribono Shel Olam, if you enjoy your davening, if you love service of Hashem, your mind is totally engulfed in it. Ah, it's so geschmack. It's a fagenigant. It's a gate and alle gliederin. These are old Yiddish gewaltige expressions which just brings out the sweetness of Torah, the love that people had in the previous generations to Torah. You know, the Goyen says a person should run after mitzvahs. Don't let a mitzvah come banging on your door. Rather, look for an opportunity. A person has to be roideif achar hamitzvahs. Go searching for it. Go looking for it. Run after it. And this the Rishonim say, what the Tanya says in Ovis ben Esrim lirdoif. What should you run after? Torah u'mitzvahs. And the Goyen says, this is what we say in davening every day. My heart, my soul should want to run after mitzvahs. But there's a connection, there's a sequence. Psach libi b'sayresecho b'mitzvaysecho tirdoif nafshi. If your heart is full of taivas of oilam hazeh, you're thinking about your business deal that you're going to make. How much money I'm going to have. Where am I going to do today? How am I going to enjoy myself? Am I going to go to an amusement park in Orlando? If that's uppermost in your mind, then you can't be running after mitzvahs. You're scampering out of davening and you're looking for how you can get there. But when you have your heart open for Torah and mitzvahs, and you have a love for the Eibishter, and then you have your simcha, then mitzvaysecho tirdoif nafshi, you run after mitzvahs. You're looking for the great opportunity to be able to serve the melech malchei amlochim. We have the schus, zok the mesil shishorim, to communicate, to talk to the Ribono Shel Olam, and to serve him. Now the Mesilas Yeshoim tells us that many people are suffering, Rachmano Litzlan. And because of their sufferings, there's a tendency by people to sort of like feel, Rachmano Litzlan, how can I love the Ribono Shel Olam so much? B'chol levavi, b'chol nafshichi, when there's so much soros for Klal Yisrael, when there's so much soros for the Prat, every individual has his peckle. Every individual has his things that are irking him, that are bothering him, that are pressing him. And the Mesil Shishoim says it's normal and natural that this is going to cause a damper in your love for the Ribbono Shel'Olam. And the Mesil Shishorim tells us two things. Number one, he says, is we have to understand that God loves us so much. God would never do anything that's hurting us, that's detrimental, that's harmful for us. Kol mar da'ovid rachmono litav ovid. Whatever the Eibishter does is only for our good. And things that to you looks like it's bad, you don't understand God's ways. But how can a mortal person understand the seichel of the Eibishter? And he gives a marshal of a surgeon. A surgeon performs a life-threatening operation. And he cuts off an organ of a person, Rachmana Litzlan. Or he does something. And is that person going to be angry with the doctor? Is he going to have tainas on the doctor? Or is he going to be only thankful to the doctor for what he does, because he understands that if the doctor is doing it, he's only doing it for his benefit. It's good for me. So how can we question, zok the Mesil Shishorim, the ways of the Ribbono Shel Olam? The Ribbono Shel Olam is the Rofei Chol Bosor. The Eibishter, whatever he does, is done only out of love for our good intent. And if we truly understand that, and we believe, then we should understand that whatever he does is only a source of thanking him. Kishem shemivorchin al atoiv, kach mivorchin al ara. And then the Mesil Shishorim says a second thing, and he says, when the going is easy, you are not fulfilling your purpose in this world. We're all created here to bring forth kvoid shamayim. Kol anikra bishmi lichvoidi barosiv. And the way we show kovid shamayim is when we extend ourselves for the Ribbono Shel'Olam. When the going is difficult, and nevertheless we can do it, then we really truly bring out a kiddush Hashem and a kovid shamayim. Look, this person serves the Ribbono Shel Olam under such trying conditions. It's a sign of his love. And he says, just like a general, he's not looking for peaceful times. A general wants the battle. And why does he want the battle? Because he wants to show his love and dedication for the motherland, for the country, for the king. So he wants that battle, and he shows it by going to battle. So too, when we have a battle, and still we can overcome it, and we show that's what we really are here for. And this is what the Gemara tells us about the strange thing with Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara tells us in Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, kol yomo v'yisi mitztayer al posuk zeh. Mosai yovoi liyodi v'akaymenu v'haftas Hashem olikecho b'chol nafshecho afilu noitel es nafshecho. Can you imagine a person is going around his whole life and he's looking forward? What's he looking forward to? What's he anticipating? What is he feeling at Tzar? Ribbono Shel Olam, give me an opportunity to show you my love. A whole life, Rabbi Akiva is waiting for the moment. When can I give my life for you, Ribbono Shel Olam? I want to show the greatest love that I have. Afilu noitlos nafshecha. He's not looking to get away. He's not waiting, not that it comes around and then he's challenged. Rather, he's looking to get it. Then there's no question, Like the Yerushalmi says, Reb Akiva was moisa nefesh with a tremendous simcha. He was joyful, and the Talmidim asked him, how is it possible that in such a terrible moment in your life, they're ripping your flesh apart, and you're happy, you're dancing, how is it possible? But when you live under the fashion of loving the Eibershter endlessly, when this is your tachkid and your tachlis of serving God, showing the Eibershter how much I love you, is the greatest thing that you have, that you can show your tremendous mesiras nefesh, your tremendous love that you have for the Ribbono Shel Olam. These are thoughts that every Yid has to think about. Thinking about, we get down from our problems. We get down from the sufferings that Klal Yisrael endured throughout the ages. In Eretz Yisrael, or whether it's in the world at large, there's all over problems. Jews suffer more than all nations of the world. And every individual suffers. But if we would really understand what this suffering is all about, it's not chalila that the Eibershter is doing things to us because he doesn't like Klal Yisrael. Mi ke'am cho Yisrael. Where is there a nation that's so elevated and so refined in comparison to all the nations of the world? When you put the two together and you look at how do the world look? Reitzchim, barbarians, terrorist is not the word for them. Adultery, they live like animals. And then you have one nation in the world that's so exalted. The Eibershter loves us endlessly. There's no limit to the love of the Eibershter. Nor kikasha yaser ishes benoi kein Hashem olikecha miyasreko. The Eibershter does things to elevate us, to purify us, to bring us closer to Him. There's many cheshboinus that the Eibershter has. But if we would strengthen ourselves with these emunah, with understanding that kol ma'ad ovid rachmona litav ovid, understanding that life is not a bowl of cherries. Success in life doesn't mean having an easy life, because then it's no purpose for you coming down here. You're here to overcome nishoinus and showing you're able to cope with them and still go on and serve the Eibershter mitoich ahave and mitoich simcha. This is our arbit. Our arbit is to show total dedication to the Eibershter. Our davening should be a time of enjoyment, of pleasure. Not a time to get over with. Well, I'm looking for when is it getting over with. You come running in late and you come leaving early. Rather, it's something that you enjoy. You have an opportunity to connect with the Eibershter, to show your love, to show your gewaltiges simcha of avodas Hashem. And Chazal tell us the same schusim that took us out of Mitzrayim, ki meitzeischo me'eretz Mitzrayim are enu niflois. How are we going to merit to go out of this golus if we strengthen our emunah b'Hashem? If we show our love to the Eibershter endlessly with mesiras nefesh, then we will be zoiche bikorev to nisim unifloyes, and we'll be zoiche to the gula shleima b'mheira v'yameinu.
One of the seven mitzvahs
is an essay. What is it?
Dinin.
You don't know what dinin necessarily is, right? You know what dinin necessarily is?